Okay, our friends. So today we are going to talk about what I just was telling my Philip about. And that was, my goodness, you made a mess. Clean up this mess. We have to clean this mess up. Mess, 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 mess. Right? What can a mess make? That's the name of the story. What can a mess make? And I know what can make a mess. What do you think a mess can make, though? Let's find out. Today's story was written by B. Johnson. And friends, this is the sweetest story. Go out and grab a copy. I'll put it on my Amazon affiliates page. And then you can follow along while we read what she has written. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
I'm back. It's just me.
I'm back. It's just me.
Philip.
That's never just Philip. It is always bum ba da ba ba bum bum Philip with great celebration because you're here. All right, let's go on. Let's do it. Kitchen clatter, milk and juice, syrup splatter, chocolate mousse, bowl of berries, red and blue. So in the pictures, friends, we can see two sisters. And in the picture, we can see them in the kitchen. And oh my goodness, there is a huge mess in here, isn't there? But you know what else? It looks pretty tasty, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A mess can make a meal for two. And there they are. Mm-hmm. And they're enjoying a bowl full of berries. And some yummy breakfast foods, orange juice, maybe. Mm-hmm. Rubber bands, a cardboard box, coffee tin, and shiny rocks. Funnel, hose, and tape in hand, a mess can make a marching band. And in the picture, we can see they've stuck some tape around things and some rubber bands on stuff to make instruments. Playmat, pillows, kitchen chair, rag doll with braided hair, books and blankets, soft as best. A mess can make a place to rest. And in the picture, we can see what they've done is they've taken the pillows and the blankets and the cushions, and they've made like a little hidey hole full of soft, like what we put in the windowsill, you know, in the schoolroom where we get to sit with the cows and the pillows and the blankets and we roll around in them and get all comfy. Mm-hmm. When we read stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Magic markers, missing caps, glue and pom-pom, fabric scraps. Paint on elbows, paint on knees. A mess can make a masterpiece. Tree trunk table, patchwork quilt. Tea is served, tea is spilt. Crumbs left scattered everywhere. A mess can make a snack to share. And in the picture, we can see they've been outside having their snack, tea time, on a stump of a tree. And they've left behind such a mess that the birds and the squirrels and the ants and all the critters outside will have enough to eat.
Hmm.
It was nice of them to have left that mess. Seashells, snail shells, fancy ring, tiny pine cone, lucky string, bracelet stretching, out, out, out. A mess can make us scream and shout. Ooh, this one's hard. So in this picture, I'm sad to say it, but it's true. What do you
big
think?
Big sister.
Yeah. There's a bracelet that the big sister has that's got beautiful pearls on it, right? And the little sister wants it, and so she's pulling on it, but the big sister does not want her to have it. And the little sister pulls so hard, she destroys it. And now they're yelling at each other. Oh, man. Timer ticking. Sorries swapped. String and scissors. Double knots. A bead for me. A bead for you. A mess can make things good as new. Salty water. Homemade sauce. Bread and basket. Salad tossed. And there's their mom. And it looks like, oh, Philip. What are they about to have for dinner?
Turn the page. I double dog day to turn the page.
What is it?
Read.
Heavy platter. Little hands. A mess can make a change in plans. And in the picture we can see the biggest bowl of spaghetti and meatballs I think I've ever seen. And the big sister is very proud of herself. And she's walking along with it, swirling it around, having a great time. But unfortunately, you cannot swirl with plates, can you? Because you lose your balance or they fall out of your hands and they break. And in the picture, sure enough, it did. The spaghetti went blip all over the floor and the bowl broke. And they had to order pizza. Which is so sad. Because spaghetti and meatballs is pretty delicious, isn't it? Bath time bubbles. Minty mouth. Feathers flying north and south. Softly settle. Two brooms sweep. A mess can make a good night's sleep. Yes, my friends, if you shake your feather pillows, they will release their feathers, and then you will have a mess on your hands, which is exactly what these sisters have. And I'm sure they pick it all back up, don't you think? Either way, this is...
The End.
The End.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.